If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey there, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune into our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Have you had COVID recently? Are people still testing? And if you did have it, did you tell people or did you go ghost and pretend it was allergies? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. But Breezy and I, behind the scenes, were discussing whether COVID is still very much a thing. And I mean, we do know that businesses are still using it as an excuse for their poor performance or customer service. We know that much.
Yeah. With COVID.
Do you remember when you had to tell everyone if you tested positive? There needed to be a formal announcement.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that I haven't seen that in quite some time.
Well, I'm going through it right now because my roommate actually has COVID right now. Isn't that crazy?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not your girlfriend.
No, my roommate. Her brother.
Really?
Yes.
So where's he? Where's the quarantine taking place?
In his room.
Wow. You feel safe?
Yeah, like we got like Lysol wipes and stuff, but it's like, I guess I'm asking the question this morning because it's like when COVID first became a thing, we were all...
Oh my God, you were afraid to sneeze or cough.
I was afraid to even be in the same building with someone with COVID. Now it's like he's right next door and I just...
We have
Lysol wipes, we have everything, but he said, I have COVID, and I was like, that's still a thing? Like, COVID's still a thing?
It's shocking because is it COVID or you're sick? You get a cold? COVID.
But, like, you're testing for COVID.
Right.
Like, testing for COVID is still crazy. It's like, you tested for COVID? Like,
people definitely are still getting it.
Isn't it crazy how we have, like, at-home tests for COVID, but, like, do we have at-home tests for the flu or do you have to go to the doctor to get tested for the flu?
That I don't know. We have plenty of tests for COVID.
Right.
The flu, I think, is another story. I have no idea. Are we at a point, though?
Also, is COVID the flu? Like, at this point, isn't COVID just the flu?
It's a different strand.
Like,
Different strain.
That's what I'm saying. It's like...
Are we at a point where you would cancel plans over, like, a positive test? Or are you just carry on with your day? I'm telling you right now, people will not bring it to other people's attention.
Well, I don't think he's going to work, obviously. But also, like, that's one thing, right? Like, either you don't want to go to work because you don't want to spread COVID, or you don't want to go to work because you genuinely feel horrible.
How do you think he feels?
Not great.
Well, then, yeah, he tested positive, and it's probably going to take, like, 3-4 days as opposed to the 2 weeks it took at one point.
Right.
I've never been so sick in my life.
Right.
I was down for the count. And that was right before they announced, hey, COVID's a thing in 2020.
Right. So I think it begs the question of, do our bodies just adjust to this illness or do we just get more lax as a society? Because, like, obviously COVID was horrific and it was, like, literally taking people out. But
I think people stopped caring and we adapted.
Right. So
what was your go-to excuse, though?
For what?
Like, when you wanted to get out of something. See that COVID test I took years back and it tested positive?
Uh-huh.
I took a picture of it. So anytime I didn't want to do something, I would send that picture of the test that came out positive to the group chat. I was like, I can't.
So you just feel stressed out at work and now you get a 2-week vacation because you had to quarantine for 2 weeks. Like, that's not the worst thing in the world.
The problem with my job, too, at the time was I was alone in an office all by myself. So they expected me to go in whether I was sick or not.
Right.
So COVID, that didn't matter. Like, all right, well, you can still do your job from the office. Don't worry about us. We won't be there.
That's crazy. They did not care at all.
But now we're at such a point where COVID was so exhausting. We were hoarding toilet paper.
Yeah. Like, my girlfriend got COVID back in the fall, like in September, and all she wanted to do was like go out and do all the things. And I'm like, you have COVID. She's like, it's fine. I'm like, is it fine though? Like, obviously being gracious of other people's health and lives is obviously huge. But if you feel fine and you're past your contamination point, I don't know.
Now it's basically, it's not 2 weeks anymore, obviously. It's 3 to 4 days, something like that.
Right.
But I find it so funny because we were so over the mask and the gloves thing. And that now when you see somebody driving in their car with the windows up and they're wearing a surgical mask, we all freak out over it.
Rubber gloves.
What are you doing?
If you see someone with a mask on, do you automatically assume that they have COVID?
We're so quick to judge. It's like, are you protecting us from you or vice versa?
Right.
What are you really doing?
Let us know.
Going back to the whole toilet paper thing, I was, you know, last week we were talking about how to impress a woman that you really like. Mm-hmm. I really liked this girl, and she couldn't get toilet paper, so I was stealing all the office supplies from work, mailing
this
her.
This is a trend for you. This office should be worried. Genuinely.
I mailed her like 12 rolls of toilet paper via FedEx, because I was in charge of like shipping and stuff like that, so I was like making labels, shipping out supplies to people and friends who needed it.
Oh my God. Are you literally stealing off the company's dime?
No, I'm not saying I'm proud of it, but you know, it got me a date.
It was like that big industrial toilet paper that like couldn't even.
Oh my God, Breezy! It was one ply. It was the worst thing you could have used on your ass.
That's what we have here.
Yeah,
it disintegrates in my hand. I'm like, well, this is really weird. Cool.
That's why you started using coffee filters.
No, I literally did. No, I literally did. But gotta keep those costs low.
You gotta just be careful. And nobody ever said that COVID gives you diarrhea. I never understood the whole toilet paper thing. People were hoarding the hell out of it. But I came through and I looked like a hero. For more tips and tricks,
follow us on Instagram.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
I picked a pretty good movie this week, but when do I not?
No, literally.
When do I not? Breezy, you've never seen this iconic film. I don't know how iconic it is. I just enjoy using the word each week, but... You're going to go home tonight, watch the film, and then bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review.
Let's go.
585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, I do love this movie, though. I really do. Breezy, here's your motivation for today.
Okay.
This couple just started dating.
Okay.
She's spending the night at his place. You know what that's like when you're in a new relationship.
I know, you spend the night. Yeah.
She gets up in a panic at 3 a.m.
Okay.
She's not telling him why she needs to leave. But he is sleepy, he is confused, and my character thinks that your character is acting super weird in the middle of the night. Your motivation is you really have to go number two, and you are too embarrassed to
literally
do it.
Literally me last weekend.
Right. I thought this was a great scene for that reason alone. But you are way too embarrassed to do it at his place because the walls are super thin, and you're trying to come up with every excuse to not tell him. Mind you, it's an emergency, so I need you to play it that way.
An emergency. Indeed.
I have the first line. Do you have any questions?
No, but is my vibe, like, obviously frantic?
Yes, you're kind of in a panic.
Frantic.
But you're trying to act super normal about it. All right, lights, camera, let's set the sound effects. We are in New York City. And action! Hey.
Oh, hi. Hi.
It's 3 a.m. What are you doing?
Is that diner around the corner open, you think?
It's 24 hours. Why, you want an old lemon meringue pie?
You're so funny. No, I actually just, I need to get a cup of coffee.
I can make you coffee, that's fine.
No, no, I love diner coffee. I just love that burnt taste, you know what I mean?
That's fine. All right, I'll come.
No!
I'll get dressed,
no!
Come with you.
No, Why would you do that?
It's a bad neighborhood. I'm not going to let you go out there on your own.
Why? Because I'm a woman? Suddenly, that's the most Seriously, that's the most misogynistic thing you've ever said.
Why are you being so weird?
F you. I'm not being weird.
You're being so weird right now. I'm just trying to sleep and you're being really weird right now. It's confusing.
My God, I really have to go.
What is going on? Just tell me what's wrong. I'm trying to sleep and you're being weird. Are you okay?
Everything is not okay. No, everything is definitely not okay.
You know you can tell me anything, okay?
I have to take a giant dump, okay? I have to take a really big dookie, and I can't poop in your bathroom. The walls are super thin, and I have no matches or air freshener. What kind of person doesn't have any of those things? I can't do this. Oh, my God. I have to go.
Where are you going?
I have to go.
Okay, very good. Come back. Cut. Anyone know what movie that is?
Yeah.
You were just there last week.
Just crushing it.
Absolutely crushing it. No, it's not Transformers, but actually, I'm not going to lie, very good guess.
This person said Human Centipede 5. That is very much in the realm.
Was there a 5?
I don't know. This person says, she's out of my league or barbarian. I'm calling it.
No.
It's just not it.
One. We do have one person that said, hey, good morning, guys. Is this Philadelphia? That's a stupid guess. We do have one that said, yes, Bill says the Big Sick. That would be. All I do is win you, win you. The Big Sick was a great movie. Ray Romano. Who's the other guy? Kumail.
The fact that somebody guessed The Town is insane.
That's a great movie, too.
That's a really good movie.
But this, we'll get to Breezy's review on it tomorrow. Funny movie, but also heartfelt. Rotten Tomatoes scored a 98% on this film. And it's just overall a really good watch.
Good watch indeed.
It's a very good watch. So go home, watch the whole thing tonight, Breezy.
I will do that. I will do that. I can't wait.
Your acting ability today on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give it a 5-6.
That's simply false because I literally just transformed into this character.
Right. I can't wait.
Ago.
All right. We'll review it tomorrow.
She didn't go through half the things I had to go through.
No, she didn't pass out on the toilet and hit her face. No, mm-hmm. She did not.
Hey there. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune into our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
APSY is free and always will be.
82 for the high today. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Have you ever pulled the fake sleep move to get out of having sex with your partner? Or has it ever been done to you? 585-252-9800. I'm just wondering how many people have done this. And actually, I think the better question to ask would be, who's doing it more, men or women?
Yeah.
Do we know the answer to this? It's probably women for sure.
No, probably.
It's gotta be.
Definitely.
I was with my group of friends over the weekend, and one of the couples...
Not your CSE friends?
Not the CSE friends.
Not the CSE friends.
Certain group of friends, I'm fairly close with this one couple that happened to be there, and the wife admitted it out loud when her husband was not in the room, that when her husband comes to bed at night, she will fake being asleep so that she doesn't have to have sex with him.
Oh.
I'm like, oh my God, how many people do that? So I'm thinking to myself, every night you have to fake that you're asleep because you don't want your husband to touch you? That sounds like a solid marriage.
Yeah, you guys are crushing it.
What?
What is happening?
Like, I get once in a while if you're not in the mood. I mean, I've done it a couple times. We've all faked being asleep, right? So we don't have to be intimate with our partner. Men do it too. It's not just women.
Right. Right.
And I'm sorry, but also, it just...
Is it easier to just fake being asleep than to just be honest and be like, I'm too tired? Because it would just, like, crush them solely. You know what I mean?
Well, sometimes I think when you get to a point where you resent your partner, it's easier to just fake being asleep.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's not a place I want to be.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, But if you're like, here's what I'm trying to say is, if you're faking it every single night, what's actually going on within the relationship?
Right, there's something deeper. Therapy is needed, truly.
What's the most ridiculous, now that we're talking about it, what's the most ridiculous excuse you or someone used to get out of sex? 585-252-9800. You're telling me you've never done it once in your life? Maybe not fake being asleep.
Definitely have.
What was the excuse? Like, I have a tummy ache?
Probably.
Yeah, that's
But that's like baseline for me, so it's like not a lie at all.
Right.
I don't remember. Something like physically wrong, though.
Yeah, God. For me, it was like, hey, I just downed a foot-long stromboli. It ain't happening. You know what I mean? It ain't happening.
Except
I can't believe.
For the fact.
Yes, there are some
for
women.
That one time.
There are women out there, for whatever reason, they love having sex with a bloated guy. I don't understand it.
I will literally puke.
Oh, let's go over this person. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Yes, people do it. She goes, this person says, I used to do it all the time in my last relationship. I just felt so disconnected, but I didn't know how to say it out loud.
Yeah.
It wasn't really about the sex. Like Moose said, it was resentment, and I had a ton of it towards my boyfriend. Yikers.
Are you guys still together, or what's the vibe?
Yeah, hit us back. You guys still going strong, or what?
Like, I guess this goes into a deeper question of, like, if you have resentment towards your partner, is there any way to not have resentment towards them? Like, is there a way to get out of that black hole that you're in?
I think it's probably going to take a whole lot of work, but,
And there's a lot of people in this day and age who aren't willing to put in the work.
No, they're not. And, I think it was one of those things, even for me, it was like, oh, it's crazy because even for men, and I've talked to other guys who've been in a situation where when you start to get to that point in the relationship where you resent your significant other, mm-hmm. you don't want any kind of intimacy with them.
Right.
Physical touch. You just feel so disconnected physically and emotionally. Hey, I dated a girl that told me she couldn't have sex because she didn't want to sweat off her spray tan. That's a really good excuse.
I get that, though. That is so valid, if I'm being honest.
I still feel like, yeah, it is a reasonable excuse. I just didn't know at the time if she was being truthful or not. Well, was she really tan? Or as pale as can be? Jill says, after 11 years of marriage, sometimes we're just two people lying next to each other playing dead. We still love each other. We're just tired.
This person said one time I faked having a UTI for a whole week because I just didn't feel like being intimate with my partner.
Sometimes it feels like a chore.
Faking a UTI. That's painful.
Like when you have to fake a serious health condition just to get out of having sex with your intimate, just to get out of having sex with your partner.
Significant other.
It's really like you've reached a point of boredom. That's what it comes down to. You're officially bored. That doesn't happen in the beginning, right?
No. A lot of people are saying this is a massive red flag. But, like, also at the same time, like, everyone is like, different when it comes to their, like, libido and all of that stuff.
Yeah, because if you're a 25-year-old woman and you're dating a 56-year-old guy, I mean, how do you think Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, how are they doing it? He's like, I just walked up this flight of stairs. We're going to have to wait a while. Dave says, take notes, guys. This is why people cheat on each other. All these people texting in hate their spouse, and they're not afraid to say it. The fact that you have to fake being asleep just so you don't have to touch the person you're with says everything I need to know about your relationship. Okay, Dave.
Dave, Wavy Davey checking in.
Wavy Davey here.
Ooh.
Keeping it real.
Yeah.
Some people, though, are just tired. Look, you think after
life
40
is
years
so
of marriage.
Hard.
Right? It's 40 years of marriage. I get if you've been married for a long time. But if you're brand new, like, been together less than a year. Is there reason to be concerned?
That's the biggest question.
I just can't believe that she admitted this in front of
all
of us.
Also, did she expect, like, nobody to tell him? Like, would anyone tell him?
I don't know. I mean, I'm talking about it on the radio
right
now.
Yeah, this is really bad.
Yeah, this could be.
You must listen to the show.
This could backfire on me.
There was only three guys there.
I wasn't thinking about it. I was just trying to fill the 9:40 break. Katie says, Moose and Breezy, I've been with my husband 12 years. I love the guy to death, but sometimes I'm drained mentally, physically, emotionally. So yeah, I've faked being asleep. It's not about not wanting him. It's just survival mode some nights. And yes, some nights I don't want him touching me. Okay.
So there's this thing in like lesbian relationships called bed dead.
Yeah.
And like
you fake it.
It's just like you just stop having sex altogether.
Yeah, because you guys do everything too quickly. You said it yourself. Date 4, you guys got the U-Haul ready to go. It's too fast, too quick. I mean, there's nothing to look forward to. And then you get burnt out. When are you going to learn?
I don't know. It's a culture thing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get it.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.